podcast stuff.
We saw Avatar.
We saw Avatar.
And some other bands.
Veil of Maya and...
Orbital
Culture?
Something? Yeah, Orbital Culture, I think, was it. So Orbital Culture opened, and they are a Swedish band. And I have this theory that all Swedish bands have this Swedish sound. Pratt the other night was talking about the Spanish, like you can hear when the warning sings, you can hear sort of the Spanish
in their
cadence.
Yeah.
And there's a specific sound that every band I have ever heard from Sweden does sometimes. And when he stopped doing his Cookie Monster thing and sang, I was like, yep, Swedish band.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Glottal Stop.
So, the sound at the Belasco continues to be muddy.
I feel like I wanted to like Orbital Culture.
Yes.
But couldn't actually hear them.
Yeah, I couldn't hear anything other than their drum kit.
Oh, God.
Sorry, we're driving through downtown while we're doing this.
In the sound booth.
In the sound booth, or the van.
The van booth?
Van the booth. Sound, no, it's the
Get
sound
the
van.
Van booth.
Sound van. Anyway. the sound at the Belasco continues to be shit. And especially when they're using the house sound guy. Like, yeah. I don't even know what the fuck. I mean, still better than the small room at the House of Blues.
Somehow.
But yeah, I felt like I wanted to like them. I just don't think I've actually heard them yet.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I need to look them up. So that's all I really can say about them.
And other than that, I probably had more to say about them, but there was a long time between then the second band and then the changeover to Avatar, and it probably fell out of my head because I was bored after that.
Well, so Veil of Maya.
So let's talk about Veil of Maya.
So yeah. I ended up finally doing a bunch of research on Veil of Maya during their set because it was easier than listening to their set. They are a progressive metal band.
They claim to be a progressive metal band.
A lot of music journalists label them as a progressive metal band. And they supposedly have like a bunch of syncopated stuff and I don't know what. But again, the sound at the Mayan is shit.
Belasco.
Sorry.
Same venue.
But no, the sound at the Mayan is nice and it has seats.
it has steps. Anyway.
I can sit. But so, yeah, the sound at the Belasco is trash. And I feel like I need to actually listen to their recorded music because I don't think, again, I really heard what they were doing.
Oh, I heard it. It was awful.
Yeah, I don't think I need to listen to them.
I'm curious enough that I want to.
There's four people on stage, and somehow there managed to be five different songs playing. Because the drummer wasn't even in time with himself. His upper half was doing different things than his bottom half.
Felt a little jazzy to me. I don't know.
Everybody's solo!
I like jazz. I like jazz a lot. Their set was painful. I walked away.
Yeah.
It got marginally better when I couldn't see them anymore.
Yeah, I was not a big fan of, Metal Michael Stipe up there.
Yeah.
Not digging his vibe.
He is their newest member, and the other three come from a melodic death metal band. I didn't know that that was a thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. They picked him up super recently. And from watching him, I don't think metal is his original genre.
No, I don't think so at all. I think he wants a hip-hop career.
He kind of had that vibe going on. He does a good Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
I mean, except for the fact that as soon as he did it, I couldn't understand anything. So I could actually hear him when he was doing clean vocals. As soon as he started the growl, he was just kind of howling up there.
I mean, it was better than his clean vocals.
Yeah, maybe.
There was the off-key bit that really hurt.
Yeah, I think basically just, I was not a fan.
Yeah, no.
Between their set going longer than I really wanted it to, which was, you know, most of it, and then, you know, long set change over into Avatar, I was starting to feel it. I was like,
None of us are particularly good at standing at this point, so...
It's also telling that it's the second band. There's three bands playing. The second band, and literally everyone down in the floor in the pit is just kind of standing around.
Yeah, there was more energy for the opener than there was for the supporting act.
When he would yell at people to get people to put their arms up and, you know, punch this and that, they would do it like three times, and then everybody would just kind of stop.
I don't know, at one point he had people waving back and forth, and the guitar player was cracking the fuck up.
That was hilarious. Yeah. No, he was the bassist.
Was that the bassist?
Yeah. Okay. I would be interested to see him in another band. He looked like he comes from, because you would, at one point, one of the pieces of information that you would look up on them was that four wildly different musicians. No shit.
They did not, in fact, form Voltron.
No. Although, I really dug the guitarist, the emo screamo kid, the guitarist. He comes out on stage with a hot pink guitar.
And matching sneakers.
And matching sneakers, yes. It was fantastic. I dug his thing.
I managed a band for a while where the guitarist had hot pink guitar, so I have a fondness for hot pink guitars.
The other guy on stage just seemed to be trying to, like, see how wide he could actually get his stance.
Sure.
Without actually doing the splits.
Yeah. I really wanted somebody to just come up and kick his foot out.
Yeah. I mean, at least, like, he's gonna slip and rip his pants or something. But...
Yeah, that was a little obnoxious.
I was not a fan of Veil of Maya.
No, I can't say I was.
So anyway, after the world's longest set change, there was Avatar.
Oh my god, Avatar. Oh.
Continues to be delightfully weird.
They are so amazing. Even through the muddy, crappy sound at the Belasco. God, their set was good.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
God, I love them. I was in pain and cranky today. I shouldn't have gone out, which may be coloring my opinions of the first two bands. I don't think so. It's certainly not coloring my opinion of the Belasco, because I've had the same opinion of the Belasco for a long time now. I don't miss Avatar shows. I don't. And there's a reason. And this show continued to show me that reason is 100% valid. I don't miss Avatar shows. Their shows are fantastic. They are everything that I like about metal. So they hold a special position for me. On top of, they put on a fantastic show.
Yeah.
They are theatrical and melodic and kick-ass, and I love Dirt. That song is fucking bomb. God. Ah. Yeah. So that's all I'm going to say about
it. I got two very good videos. They will be up on YouTube, the opening and the two encores. I felt like he was even more chatty than he was the last couple times we saw them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yes. I enjoyed it.
Yes.
Sometimes when people are talking on stage, I'm like, shut up and play the music.
Shut up, Jacoby.
His chatting is always to a purpose.
Yeah.
Even if it's just, I mean, half of what they do sounds like it's like inside jokes with the band. Because literally half of the things that they do, even just their full stage presence, is just their own little inside joke of everything.
It is.
They're still doing the, you know, Hail to the King. Not Hail to the King, but, you know.
Yeah.
They've still got a little bit of that in the show. And, you know, they'll bring out the guitar player with his crown again to wave to his subjects.
They have lots of shtick.
Having their, you know, what I believe is their main stagehand come out in a gimp mask several times to do things on stage and have an impromptu dance-off.
with the drummer, which was fucking adorable.
Rave dance-off. It was fantastic. Yeah,
who is also, like, he's the drummer. It's usually the front man who starts off the thing with personality. Like, no, they start off with the drummer personality.
So each tour, I think they are picking a member of the band to highlight for that tour.
Okay.
Because the guitarist, you know, he had the Avatar Country tour.
Right.
Obviously, Johannes had, well, every tour before that. And I think it's the guitarist's turn. I think
drummer?
Drummer.
Yes, sorry, thank you. Sorry. It's been a long day.
Yes.
So I think this tour is the drummer's turn.
I believe this is the Devil Can Dance tour.
Yes.
Something like that.
I believe that is correct.
But yeah, again, amazing show, fabulous show. See Avatar. See them live.
Dance Devil Dance, I think is
Dance
the
Devil Dance.
There we go. But yes, go see them. They are wonderful live.
See them live. They put on an amazing show, both just in crowd control and talking to the crowd, getting people involved, getting people pumped up, connecting with people.
Oh!
Sometimes on a, like, mellow, we're all here. I loved his, you know, you have a limited number of fucks to give.
Yes.
Thank you for giving these to us.
Yes.
Yeah, that was awesome. They streamed this
yes.
tonight's concert. They streamed it live on the internet.
Several dozen people were watching.
Which maybe means that they will be streaming other shows on this tour? Question mark? I don't know.
I don't know.
But it also probably means that tonight's show will wind up viewable again on the internet. So if you can't go see them live, buy their music. Check out their video of the show, if you can find it. Maybe I will do some research and find that and provide Twisted Cat with a link.
Yeah, we can put that up in a flow.
That's part of the thing. I mean, buying their music, I love their music. Their albums are fantastic. But seeing them live is a different beast.
Yeah.
Because Johannes just does not stop working the crowd in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
I mean, he brings a gas can on stage to drink from. His drinking water in the middle of the set is part of his shtick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From a gas can. That's a great piece of business.
It's everything.
Yeah.
Start to finish.
Showmanship. Showmanship, showmanship, showmanship.
Definitely. One of the best live acts around, hands down.
Sure.
They're also super good on the technical stuff.
Yeah.
So their lighting is well synced.
Oh, that the lighting that they did for Column song.
Colossus?
Yes, thank you. Was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes.
And not only that, not from the technical side of the actual technical things and the technical people working on it behind the scenes, but also every time that there is a pop to, you know, guitarist, drummer, whoever, wherever they are in their spot. They are directly where they are supposed to be in that beam of light that's going to come down.
Yeah. They are
absolutely professionals. They hit the spot every time.
Yeah.
Musicians never do that. I mean, I do lighting. That's what I do. Musicians do not hit their goddamn spot. And then you have to move it. Okay, they're not there. Let's move it over here to where he... Oh, look, he's moving now. They pay attention to what's going on stage, and that is part of their show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I am here for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, before we close out, Patch, are you going to be recuperated by Sunday? We have another show on Sunday.
Yeah. I don't know. Probably not.
You're not allowed to be cranky for the Violent Femmes.
I mean, is there an opener or is it a night with?
I think it's just a night with.
Then there's no way to be cranky.
Okay.
It's the Femmes.
Yeah.
As long as they don't fucking suck.
They won't.
It's going to be great.
Yes.
Well, I know the light show is not going to be terribly dynamic.
Yes, Rick, tell us about lighting the Violent Femmes.
Lighting the Violent Femmes was very interesting. I worked with them a number of years ago, pre-pandemic, whatever it was. They were doing a little show somewhere. I ended up doing their lighting, and I think it was the bass player or somebody that after the first song was sent back to talk to me because the lead singer says, stop doing all that stuff with the lights. I'm like, but I know the music, and I'm playing along and doing stuff. They're like, yeah, no. We're not some, like, disco band. Just turn it on, keep it one thing, and just sit it there. We don't want it. We want it. Yes, we want it boring. We don't want the lights to do anything. I'm like, okay.
To be fair, I think Gordon is slightly autistic. So. Well,
sure, but yes. They prefer their lighting to be non-dynamic and static. I think they're definitely going old school, back to the days when the park cams would come on and occasionally it would change a little bit of color. And that was about it.
I mean, it's on brand.
Sure.
Exactly.
They're very minimalist.
And, you know, that's what they want. That's their thing. Okay, I will stop playing my lights along with your music.
He was sad. He may still be sad. Anyway.
I like to earn my keep.
Yes. So anyway, you'll be getting another one of these this week because, I don't know, it's my birthday week and so there are many concerts. Anyway, I have been Twisted Cat.
I was Patch.
I'm still Batman.
And this has been Get in the Van.
Get in the Van!
We're doing podcast stuff.